Welcome, Swedish friends. We are continuing our previous shiur on the topic of soldiers eating treif, based on the Rambam, Hilchos Malachim, Perakas Halacha Aleph, and how much you have to spend for mitzvahs. In the previous shiur, we discussed at length the chomer of the losa say is that even though in principle an essay is more chomer, the reason the Gemara says a losa is more chomer is because a losa involves uprooting the Torah. And that one is not allowed to do, and therefore one has to give all of one's money not to uproot the Torah. That's the Isser of the Losei, which is only when it's Kum Vaseh, as we discussed in the previous year. And with this we can understand the Gemara in Shabbos, Kuflam Gimel, Beit HaChasam et Beis, that essays, Deicha Loisei, like Mila Bit Saras, doing Bris Mila, where it's Makam Saras, Aser Kof Saras, Mitzvah to the Mila, because Be'idna, the Kama Akar Lav, Kamoikim Lesei, when you're Oiker the Lav, you're Makayim the Essay. But not when you're my oiker the lab, you're not makayim the essay. And the reason is because that we don't want you to be oiker the lab. Very, very serious. So we only allow it if b'shas maisa there's a kiyum essay. But if b'shas maisa no kiyum essay, we say, sorry, Charlie, and you're not allowed to be oiker the lab, even though there's an essay involved, but it's not at the same time. We don't allow you to be oiker the lab. With this, we can understand Tosis. Sochem tesamet alif, divrei maskil osi, that essay against an essay. When one of them has karis, we don't require bidna. Why not? Why don't they have to be at the same time for one essay to be docha another essay? So based on what we said, we understand an essay, there's no akira. It's not uprooting, it's kum vaseh. We said that's only akira is only in kum vaseh. An essay, not doing an essay, sheva al taisa. Akira is only kum vaseh, so an essay is no akira. And the din bidna is not mitzad the etzem hadichia, it's mitzad the akira. And therefore, b'dichias essay, it's not shach, b'dichias essay, there's no akira, and memela essay is doicha essay. When one of them has kares, and we don't require beidna. Why not? Because there's no akira involved. There's no beidna necessary. So now it would appear as follows. That if the chiyuv is mitzad the tzivui, you can have a hagbala. For chiyuv is mitzad tzivui, you can be magbi, you can limit. It's only until you're able to do it, a third, a fifth, whatever it is, like a mitzvah sensei. But being oker davar min haTorah, there hagbala is not shaykh. And the akir is usur in any case. Like the Yerushalmi says, yibadil shlomo, let shlomo become batil chashom. Vayivadil davar echel min haTorah, not the Torah. Never, they didn't let him lo yarbe, like we discussed in the previous year, not to have too many wives, because that's considered uprooting the Torah. Uprooting the Torah is no akbola. And with this, we can answer the kasha of Tosin Sanhedrin, I dalad him at base. Gemara clears whether Ben Noach is mitzvah kiddush Hashem begimel averus. Frektosis says v'chaybem, which is an exemption for us not to die. But Ben Noach, there is no v'chaybem, so pashat they have to die for all their averus. They have to be moser nefesh. They should be potter. But based on what we said, we can explain beautifully that the Jewish people were given the Torah. Torah is ours. Every loisisei is an akira of the Torah. For that, you need a b'chayim to tell you that despite the akira, you don't have to die, you can still live. But the goyim don't have Torah, as we'll explain hopefully in a future shiur. They don't have this nidon, this inyan of akira, this element of akira. And mesvar, there's no b'chayim that they should die. They should be moister nefesh to keep their mitzvahs. And therefore, the only shaila is, when it comes to Kiddush Hashem. Maybe for Kiddush Hashem, yes. That's the Gemara in Sanhedrin that asks. Maybe Kiddush Hashem do have that, but normally they don't. Because Torah wasn't given to them. It says, no Akira. There's no Akira. You don't need the B'chaybem. So it comes out according to this, that this Hagbala of not having to die is Misvara. As we see from B'nai Noach. They don't have a B'chaybem. They don't have to die. And Mammon is also death. Like we saw in the previous year from the Ravid. So until a certain midah, that's included in the Hagbalah. Misvara. Misvara, you don't have to spend all your money just to be Mekayim Mitzvah. It's Hagbalah, you don't have to die. And you don't have to spend all your money. But when there's an Akira, and there's a Heter of a V'chai Bahem, there, one has to give up all of his money. If it's Akira, and there's Heter V'chaibah, he doesn't have to die, but he has to give up all of his money. And that's interesting, Kumbah saying Sheba Taisa. Then you'd call Mamona. Because by Sheba Taisa, no Akira. And therefore, not to be over Mitzisesei, not to be Mekai Mitzisesei, there's no Akira. Umisvara, we have Hagbala, that it's only till a certain amount of money. Mashen Kain, Bekum Vasei, all we have is V'chai Behem. But that doesn't include all of one's money. He has to spend all of one's money. One has to spend all of his money. Look at the Imrei Bina that we mentioned the previous year, who brings the Ramah and Yeredeah Shinayin Dalet Siv Gimel from the Ritz for the Nebuka Yossi Vamas Tzadi that may smitzvah coin is mutter leitamos, even though I can hire other people to do it because he doesn't have to spend money. Frek the Imrei Bina and the Gilyan Amarasha and Simin Shinayin Dalet Lo se chayv lahotzi kol mimono, and this guy's a kohen, so he should have to spend all of his money. So why not? So the answer is the issue of spending all your money is not because of the chomer lo se say, it's because of the akira. And when he doesn't hire somebody and he's metame himself, lemaisa he was metapel lemeis mitzvah. That's mutter. And therefore it's not considered Akira. It's not considered Akira. He doesn't have to spend money. Aye, what about being Marvia Chomer Isser, that you're not over on the Isser? Even a loss is saying it's Chomer Isser, you're not have to spend all your money. Pasha says you should be chayv to spend the Chomesh, like a Mitzese that doesn't have Akira. But certainly not to spend all of his money. And with this we can explain the pasuk of B'chol Me'odecha that teaches us about the Zara, like we saw in the previous year in the Gemara, that's telling us that one has to give all of his money not to be Obed of a Zara. So the Torah is telling us is that by Avodah Zara it's not pshat mitzad ha'akira he has to spend all of his money. By avodah zara, mitzad etzem ha'isur he has to spend all of his money. And therefore it's included in v'ahavta, it's Hashem Elokecha, a mitzvah essay. But here also mitzad the tzivui of a mitzvah essay is chayiv. And the nafkamina would be avodah zara b'shev al taisa. The Rush explains that there is such a file, there is such a mitzias, beginning of Perek Vav of Yevamos. Nevertheless, he's chayv to spend all of his money because here we're going Michoy Mirisra Abed Zara, not Mitzad Akira. But the emes is that it applies to all moments, Lysa says. And that's Pshat in the Mari Vile that we spoke about in the previous shir. Who's Medaik Dafkin of Zara, you have to give all your money. But not in other Averis, like not being Moche, not giving Tochacha, he says you don't have to spend all your money, even though you're Nitvas Boisoven. So what's Pshat of the Mari Vile? Because since there's a Mitzvah Lachavero, there's a din of Ephes Lo Yeh B'cha Evyon. You don't have to be poor. Mavur b'yavam, it's namid on the base. Shelo kol d'mechol adam. And therefore we need a pasuk in Sanhedrin 9 Gimel, in the Lavloi Samad al-Dam Reichel, you have to spend money to save your friend. Because normally b'mitzvah l'chaver, there is no chiyuv atzos mamon. So mitzad the mitzvah says, say the Ma'ariv Vayel isn't done, that you have to give all your money, because you don't. Protesting, because that's a mitzvah l'chaver. A mitzvah l'chaver, you don't have to spend money. Except in Lo Samad al-Dam Reichel, they have a special pasuk. So the Ma'ariv Vayel was done if Hefsid Mamon is considered Chisaron Be'yicholes, if losing money means that I can't do it. How do you define somebody can't do it? He says, I can't. What does it mean when someone says I can't? A lot of times I can't says I don't want to. It means I don't want to. But what does it mean when you say I can't do a mitzvah al pi halacha? Does spending money define you as not being able to do the mitzvah or not? So we prove from B'chol Me'odecha that Hotzos Mamon is a cheshbon b'mitzvahs. It is a factor. It is an element in mitzvahs, Hotzos Mamon. It's not that, oh, it's a mitzvah, so forget about money. No. It's an element. It's important. And even though l'maisi you're chayiv, so if it's a mitzvah, says, say you're chayiv ad chomesh. If I desire you're chayiv v'chom amona. But it's a cheshbon b'mitzvahs. We anachom mitchashvim baze. We take it into account. And therefore, unless there's a special chiyuv of Hotzos Mamon, you're not chayiv to be motzi mamon. Hotzos Mamon is a chisaron b'yicholes. And you can't say a little bit of money is not a cheshbon, because what's the shir? So we have already, we have by an essay, we have a shir b'chomesh. Seder, but that's not because we're saying, oh, it's only up to a chomesh, that's the money isn't a cheshbon. The money is a cheshbon. It's just saying that nevertheless, you're chayiv. Despite the fact that money, we take into account the cost, and we're not mechayiv you to spend money generally, all other things being equal, you wouldn't have to spend money. But in a mitzvah essay, the obligation is up until a fifth. And a mitzvah slice to say, the obligation is Kol Mimona. But if it's a mitzvah l'chavero and it costs money, then you're not chayiv. That's why you need the pasuk Lo Samad al-Dam Reichel. That was the Ma'ariv Vayel that we started with, beginning of the previous shir. That first we brought, the Rama brings from the Ran, that a person can save himself. All of his money has to do so in order not to be over in Eloy Sisei. The Ma'ariv Vayel says that doesn't apply to Teichocha. And the explanation is because of Mitzvah L'Chavera. And Mammon is Yecholes. Mammon is Yecholes. It costs money, so that means you can't do it because you're not obligated to spend money. Unless we have a special Lacha that you are, like we do by generally by essays and by Los Essays, Chomesh, Kol Mamono. And the Ma'ariv Vayel proves from B'chol Me'odecha that it's only about Avodah Zarah that you have to give all your money. But all he's proving is, he agrees that you have to give all your money for all mitzvahs, for all Los Essays. Just brings the Avodah Zarah as the example. It's the example the Gemara brings. And there it's not because, there it's because of Chomer, there it's because of Chomer Isser, not because of Akira. But Ma'ariv Vayel would agree. Avodah Zarah, you have to give all your money not to be Avodah. And all other lois to say, that's because of the Chomer Avera. Chomer Odecha, all your money. And other lois to say is Mitzad Akira. But the reason he brings B'chomer Odecha, that it's, they have to spend all your money. But B'chomer Odecha, that the Gemara brings about Avodah Zarah, he proves that Mammon is an issue. And Mamela, since Mammon is an issue, Mammon is a factor. And having to spend money means I can't, because you're not obligated to spend the money. So that would apply to Mecha. And Mecha, which is a mitzvah l'chavera, you don't have to do it if it costs you money. That's considered I'm not able to do it. So it turns out the Ma'arivayil agrees, and the Ramah is not so sure himself. We ask the Ramah so sure himself. The Ramah is not so sure himself. He brings down the Ran that for all mitzvahs, let's say, you have to spend all your money. And then the Ma'arivayil that doesn't agree with that, Kviyachal. That he says for Tochacha you don't. And he proves, even though you're Nitfas Aloso Avon, and he proves from Avodah Zarah. Pasuk only says about Avodah Zarah you have to spend all your money. No, the Ma'arivayil is only proof of Avodah Zarah that money is a factor. But he would agree that in all those says, because that's, and there are different reasons. By Avodah Zarah, the Pasuk says you have to spend all your money is because of Chomer Iser. And by all other Lotsa says because of Akira. And that's why you have to spend all your money. That's why the Ramah brings both of them. They're both true. Both that it's only for Avodah Zarah. You have to spend all your money for Losses, it's for different reasons. But the important thing we have to know is that money is a Tzachim L'tchashev Bazen. If somebody has to spend money and they're not obligated to it, it means that they can't do it. And that would apply to the Mitzvah of Tochacha. Mitzvah Lachaber, you don't have to spend. So that explains the Ramah and the Samanyan Renesse de Chalosise. And with this, the great Gaon, Rav David Zuckman, explains a little bit Bedine Lo Sigra. And I don't know if we're going to get to that in the next year, because I want to really get to his Yishuv of Divrei HaRambam. But maybe we'll come back also to the Baal Sigra. And I give ourselves a bracha. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friend.